The documentary is an important part of Pacifica Public Affairs programming. For instance, Ernest Lowe's Sometimes You Work a Day, a program presenting the California farm worker's own views on his struggle for existence.
Yes, they forget us. We don't belong, in other words. We're just the people who just don't treat us any better than they do dogs. And that's the truth. I'm not kidding.
I didn't have a farm. I was renting third and fourth. And I sold my equipment and everything, come out here. Thought I'd do better, but I done worse.
Sometimes you work a day. Sometimes you don't work nothing. That's how we get our food. If you work a day, well, you can get your money, a few cotton, a few shopping, beets sometimes if you find any. If you don't find any, well, just come home and don't get nothing.
Well, there's a lot from Arkansas, Oklahoma, Missouri, Texas. They come here to stay, and they have to stay when they get here because they can't get enough to get back on.
Us people, they call us tramps. Yeah, they call us tramps, winos, anything else. But if it wasn't for these tramps and winos that they call us, you would not have no clothes, no food, no sugar, nothing. We have to go out and make it, thin it, pick it, gather it. Everything that the city people have today, us tramps make it. We travel from town to town, freight train, automobiles. Sometimes we guess we'll get there. If it wasn't for us tramps, the city people will be in one awful fix. And that's all I have to say about that subject.
Most of the agricultural people, even those that come out of industry, they like to work on the farms because it's healthy. You're out in the open air, and although you get dirty, like gathering grapes, why, you look like a bunch of grapes after you get through, but at the same time, why, you're out in the open where it's healthy, and you're not in the ganged up in a bunch of smog. You're not taking your life in hands every time you go from one block to another in the heavy traffic that there is in the big cities, and it's just naturally a freer life for the people.
I have a family, and I like to work with my family and teach my children how to work before they get to be married. And I feel like that's a big help to them. So I have two boys, one of them 15 and one of them 14, or one of them 16 and one of them 14, that I can go out and work with, you know, and show them what work is and what it is to earn a dollar. And otherwise, I couldn't.
I don't want to, myself, I don't like to work, especially in the big family I have. My job is in the house because I have to attend my children, but the reason I work is because my husband can afford to give the kids what they need.
I would rather work in agriculture because I don't know, there's something about it. I like to see stuff grow, and I like to help take care of it.
Agriculture is a fruit of men. And you think about it, and being out in the field, out in the open, it's really something. And then when you pick out a tomato, you say, gee whiz, some little kid's going to eat this. You pick a peach and, gee, some family's going to enjoy this. And yet, then you think this one thought. Why, when we're picking these things for them, why don't they treat us the same way? If we got out of agriculture, I feel this, that the only reason would be so that we can have better living.